Talk, episode 19. This is Deidre.
This is Lisa. I always feel dumb at the beginning.
I know. I kind of feel like
dumb. What else is new?
Yeah. No, and I kind of feel like with this intro, I get like really excited.
You do, and then I'm just like what are we doing?
Well, yeah, and it's like the most excited I ever sound, and so that's probably why you're confused. You're like, maybe. I'm throwing you off your game.
Not that I have any game to speak of, but the recording game, yes. Because I'm like, who is this excited person when we were just complaining for like 2 hours straight?
It's true.
Now, hey, I'm like, holy shit.
I'm like on a whole nother level.
That caffeine kicked in.
Yeah, just in time.
When my caffeine kicks in, I get like a racing heart. I don't get like more energized and ready to do the things. Mm. That's like, brr, 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 I'm going to die.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Then I don't die. Mm. And then I'm like disappointed yet again.
That's true. I get, like, anxiety.
Right?
And then here we are.
Alive.
And darn it. Still here.
I know. Still kicking.
Still kicking with our two listeners.
Yep.
Hello out there.
And whoever else. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Shout out to my mom. It's a mom shout out.
So, right before I hit record, I'm like, what are we going to talk about? And you go, your hair.
Yep. Because that's the only major thing going on in our lives at this point.
It's my hair. My hair involves both of us.
It does. I mean, I was like, do you want me to come to your appointment? And I'm like, not that person at all.
No.
But I was just so excited. I was like, let's
You were more excited than me because I'm just like, whatever. I'm very whatever about everything. Even when I'm jumping out of a plane. I'm holding on to you nervous, but I'm like, but anywho, whatever.
Whatever.
I got extensions on Saturday, and she straightened them out, and everything looked all Kim Kardashian-esque.
It looked so good. Like, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, maybe I need extensions now to get back on Lisa's level. Like, can we even be friends anymore? I don't know.
I don't know. And then I was just kind of feeling ridiculous as the day went on. And now my hair is, like, a big wavy mess. But I guess it's more natural as to what my hair normally looks like than straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in digging it, so then I put my beanie back on because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. And then now you want to cut it, too. You're like, let me cut it. And I'm like, no, they're extensions. They're supposed to be long. You don't just, like, get extensions and have it be, like, an inch longer.
Well, I could do, like, just 5 inches longer. Because, yeah, from the bottom of what I had, but I had all this thick stuff going on up here, which is what I wanted to bring down. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to get My Little Pony hair.
Well, it doesn't look like that, but okay.
Or, like, I call myself My Little Pony or Hipster Barbie.
Hipster Barbie. Both very fitting, but I feel like your hair looks really good, and you know that I would tell you. I'd be like...
You would.
I would be like...
Well, but would
Lisa,
you, though, after
your hair
how much
looks
money?
Like garbage.
You wouldn't say that after you knew how much money I spent.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, I love it. Like, I wouldn't be that either.
Well, no, because like, you're not fake, so I'd be like, well,
I would
obviously
be,
don't love it.
I would use my line, well, it's not my style. That's what I like to use when people, when people ask me, like, there was a little bit ago, a coworker, she's like, Deidre, what do you think of my shirt? And I looked at it, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, well, it's not my style. And she's like, oh, you don't like it? I'm like, well, no, I don't. Like, if you're going to ask
me. No, I don't?
I don't remember the exact, like,
I don't think
situation.
Say, no, I don't.
But I'm like, if you're going to ask me my opinion on something, I'm going to tell you.
Be prepared for the truth.
Be prepared as...
For sensational news.
Because it's going to be some realness coming out.
And I hate it. Hate your shirt, apparently.
Well, you know...
No. You're very real. You know, I'm like too nice where I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like... If I really love something about, like your hair, like, I'm going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
If no, I don't really like it, I'm not going to say anything, but if you're going to ask me, then I'm going to tell you.
Oh. Like
that's how it goes.
Yeah, I compliment people all the time.
Yeah, you
and then
do.
I do. I'm too nice.
You're
and
really
then
nice.
I posted a little Snapchat of my hair, the before and after. Obviously, I did something different with my hair, and everybody I worked with who saw it, nobody said anything.
See it.
And then I was just very annoyed at that point. I'm like, whatever, and I deleted it.
Yeah.
And then I did a little Snapchat today, and then, of course, nobody once again said anything.
So we've decided we're cutting ties and getting out of here. Pack your bags, loser. We're going crying.
We're going to go move somewhere where people notice my hair now.
Exactly. Where people appreciate our beauty. And our queen status.
Like that queen shower cap. You tried that. She tried on. I was impressed. She tried this shower cap on.
It's true. Where there was no photo proof, her. Though. There was no,
no
photo
she's
proof.
Like, put your phone down.
Yeah, you were like sneakily doing your little sneaky side picture thing, and I said, put that phone back where it came from, or so help me.
Now we're just quoting all the Disney movies.
I'm glad you picked up on that,
so
though.
So help me.
So help me.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, dear lady. Anywho.
Anyway.
So now I have this big mane of hair. And apparently she's going to add another packet in because I have such thick hair to make it even more blendable, believable. I don't know. Easy breezy beautiful cover girl.
That's you.
With this mane.
Hell yeah.
But like I told you, I just got this hair so I can pretend to have a mustache.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, here's a beard.
There you go.
I'm in disguise. Nobody will know who I am.
Perfect. And I'm just waiting for, now that you have, like, long hair, and we, like, kind of look a little more similar-ish.
Well, when my hair was straightened, I felt like I was, like, your twin.
I know, like, it did kind of feel like that. Like, it felt like it was, like, our squad or something. Like, we were, like, a squad of two.
No, all the other friends need to dye their hair brunette.
Yeah, and get it, you know.
Straightened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was I going with this?
Squad? I don't know. Do we ever know where we're going?
No.
That's why we sit in your car.
The thought is gone.
Because we never know where we're going.
Nope, there it goes.
So
nope.
We just sit
thought's
here.
Thought's gone.
Thought's gone.
Sorry,
I'm just thinking about Disney movies.
Yeah.
And Cusco-topia.
Yep. It's true.
Best movie ever.
It is. I wonder if they can hear the rain in on this podcast right
that's
now.
That's just making it more real. We're just more real now.
Yeah, we like they can keeping hear the it rain. Real. Sitting in my Grand Prix as we record this podcast.
Tell them about your dry erase board.
Oh, I mean,
that you had to hunt down.
Fine. So, I'm all about, like, self-improvement and, like, trying to better myself. And so, for a while, and by a while, I mean, like, a year, I was thinking about getting a white erase board. And there's none up to my standard.
No.
I, like, searched and searched and searched. Like, I need the perfect dry erase board for my vision board and my goals.
Apparently.
Otherwise, my goals will not be realized or visioned.
And she found it today.
I mean,
at Walmart.
It's decent. it's within acceptable realm. Mm. And so I did buy it. You know, it looks pretty good. I don't know if our wall is going to be able to handle holding it. That's my only concern. But you wait. Once I start this vision board,
shit's gonna start happening.
It's gonna start happening, and I'm gonna get out of here.
Well, you better take me with you, because that was...
Well, then you're gonna have to get a vision board, because we're gonna visualize this together.
Oh my god, so I can write that down too,
yeah.
So then other people can read it and be like, oh, you're leaving?
Yes!
According to my vision board, I am.
Let's look at the vision board and see what the weather is today. There's a forecast of moving. Sorry.
I already have half my stuff packed.
Exactly. But yeah, so I'm pretty excited about it. We'll see how it plays out, though.
Like everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it plays out.
Like your hair.
Like my hair. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you were so excited about it, and I'm still like, who am I?
I know, and I'm still excited about it. Like, I'm just like, yes.
Like, am I just like trying to fit in with a certain beauty standard with this hair? Because I'm like, who am I? Where's my short little hipster hair?
I mean, but you've been trying to grow out your hair for a long time, is what you said.
And now, look at it now.
Here you are.
Because I tried to fool my mom, who, like, couldn't believe how long my hair was. And, like, well, I didn't think it grew that much. It's been, like, a month. So, of course, I played off. I've been taking hair vitamins, Mom. And
it's all about those vitamins.
Total straight face here.
Mm-hmm.
And she believed me. And then, like, no, it's extensions.
Well, even, like, Kayla at the coffee place.
Didn't realize how long my hair actually was. Yeah. I'm like, neither did I.
Yeah, surprise!
Happy
Here's
birthday.
5 inches.
It's more than 5.
Is it?
You should have seen the packs, how long they actually
were. I see. Maybe I should have gone to that appointment. I should have gone to that appointment.
Yeah. No, it's not just... They didn't just clip in on the bottom here. It's like up here. I can feel them on my head.
Oh, and we're almost done.
And whatever. Fake hair. Goodbye.